have nothing to go on. Well, of course, we always kept horses back home. Mm-hmm. But he'd balk on Sunday evening, and he'd come in the next Friday evening. And me and my brother just stayed there together. And I said, that's the reason I said, you tomboy, that if he climb a tree, I climb a tree. And if he rode sled, I rode sled. Just whatever. But I did. I done the cooking, and I went to school every day. Now, that's one thing. My sister Pearl says she didn't get to go to school, but I don't remember nothing. I know I got to go to school. I had to work awful hard after I come home from school and after before I went, but I got to school, go to school every day. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I missed a day, to tell you the truth. I love school.
That's commendable. That's good.
Yeah, I love school. You don't ever hear anybody say that anymore, but if I was young, I'd go to school again.
It's never too late.
No, I'm too sick, though.
But you still get to, read and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'd never go to sleep at the night if I didn't read. I find something good to read. And all my neighbors, they know I do, and they'll bring me now. Got a neighbor out of the holler here. Last Wednesday night, we went to prayer service. She brought me just a little book, a guidepost, and a whole lot of the Sword of the Lord. And everybody's good to, to loan me what they got. And I lay and read to them. And if I ain't got nothing I want to read, I just don't read trash now. I just don't do it. And I'll turn the radio on. I've got one sitting in there on my bed, the back of the bed. It's just a small one. Then I've got another in the kitchen there. And I'll turn that radio on when I can't sleep at night. I just listen to preaching and singing or anything that's good.
Tell me something about the school you went to. Is that the one that is near where your sister lives?
No, it was up here on the Buck Mountain. You go on up the road here and turn off left hand.
Could you just describe it? Or, the school that I went to, I guess it was so large that, there was a teacher for every grade.
Well, now
how was it set up?
We just had one teacher, and they was, I'd say 35 or 40 students went.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to stay warm by an old long wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
And the top of it turned around. Of course, you never seen one, but you pulled the top of it around that way. And the boys of the school cut wood. And the girls carried the water.
Now, what was the water for? Just for, what
wine? To drink.
Mm-hmm.
To drink. It's what we had water for. But we was always keen. We'd say, may I go get a bucket of water? Mm-hmm. That's where you got to get out. We had good school teachers.
Where were most of them from? Were they from the community?
Well, not right around here. I went to three brothers from out on the Buck Mountain and Montgomery Brothers. And then I had a teacher. Well, she did live at Elizabethan when she died, but she lived up on the mountain at that time. And then I don't remember where the last teacher was from. But now, there used to be a schoolhouse set right up there. That's where my husband went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a graveyard up there now. And he's buried up there.
But what would be the age range of all the students in there? I mean, you'd have some that were just beginning and some that were almost finished.
Well, now, I'll tell you, we had one spelling book for everybody in the school. The same spelling book. And when you'd get through the eighth grade, you'd spell every word in that book in a long time before. And then they give them arithmetic, they had different arithmetics and things like that and readers and things. But now we used to have spelling matches, and law, I enjoyed them. I don't know why teachers don't do that now. They get the children interested if they do something interesting. But we'd have spelling matches every Friday evening if we stayed at our school. And sometimes we'd go out on the mountain to their school to spell against them. Then they'd come spell against us, And do you know anything about a spelling match?
Well, no, not really. Were they all the words from the book?
No, it's out of the school, out of the spelling book.
Well, tell me about them.
And, sometimes we'd have two captains, and they'd, you'd choose me, and I'd choose somebody else, that way. So we got a certain amount, all of them chosen, and sat down on benches. And then when you got to, we called it the head of the class, you went across to the other side.